Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment, and we try to do it in a fun, upbeat improv style. And we'll provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how to pursue a career in show business. And we have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry, and that means that we will definitely have someone from a career that you are interested in. And if you want to know who's going to be on the show in the future, you can visit us on the official Question Reality website, and that address is questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. And if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, and listen or download any of the shows, click on the Schedule 1 link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website. So if you're on there now, on the far left, there should be Schedule 1. Look for our show, Question Reality, in the time slot of Sunday at 5, and then click the link, and it'll take you directly to the archive page, and you can peruse at your own leisure, because we got a lot of fun guests on there, a lot of Emmy Award winners and Emmy producers, so just check it out, somebody that you definitely want to listen to. And you can also download us from the podcast section of iTunes. We got all of our shows on iTunes, so check that out as well. And we love for you to call in and ask questions and provide comments on any guest that we have on the show. And that would be two little hotties today that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. And when you call in, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process like on Frasier. The call-in number is right in front of you if you're listening to us live now. But just in case, you can call us at area code 323-203-0815. And we hope that you call in, because we have got some excitement today. But first, we're not going to talk to them yet. We're just going to let you hear their voices so you can become titillated. We have two fantastic guests today. One of them is April Wade. I love that name, April Wade. And America Young. How could you not remember that name, America Young? And they are, and I always ask them to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they are producers and directors and actresses, and I think one writes and one doesn't, but I could be wrong. But I'm going to just have them say hi, and then we're going to go into the ticket giveaway, and then we're going to come back to them. So, hey, girls!
Hey, Priscilla, how are you?
Who is that? Is that America?
This is America, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you so much. America is so sweet. She brought me a hot cold pad, because you know, if you've been listening to the show, I got my big torn meniscus. So I'm tooling around in her little chair, and she brought me a hot cold pad, and she pointed out that it wasn't used. Now, I don't know about that, because how many things does she give away that's possibly used? No, I'm just kidding.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, it's true. I re-gift. I'm a re-gift. And then we have the gorgeous April Wade. I love that name. Is that like not a star name? Both of them have star names, right? America Young. And then April Wade. Hi.
Welcome. Oh my God, you called me gorgeous. I love you already.
Oh my God, you two are, they are some hotties. I don't know. You know, right now, while we're doing the ticket giveaway, I want you to check out their websites. First, we got aprilwade.com. That's aprilwade.com. And then we got America Young, I hope you know how to spell America, but I'm going to just spell it out for you people. I'm going to just do it. AmericaYoung.com. So go check out their websites while we're going through the ticket giveaway. Do not pull out the Vaseline during my show, okay? Because these are hot chicks. I don't want any illegal activity on my watch, because they're gorgeous, all right? Feel free to laugh. I want to hear some laughter. They're suppressing the laughter, people. These
because
are actresses suppressing the laughter. No, you just feel free. Just the more laughter, the better, right? We need
right,
a lively
absolutely,
show.
Absolutely.
Blow it on up on the laughter. Okay, so we're going to get to the girls in a minute. Check out their website. But for those of you who have been waiting for the very exciting 2-ticket giveaway to the Lonnie Chapman Theater. It's very exciting for me. Now, I'm hoping somebody is excited to be winning these damn tickets, because I went through this website and found these three what I think are obscure questions, and I posted them last week on the show, and I said, they're right there, very simple, just go to the website and then call in if you want the tickets. $22 tickets, people, that's a lot of money, especially for my actor friends who it may take several shifts to make $22. So I hoped you went to that website.
And they do exceptional work there.
Oh, are you familiar with
that? Yeah, absolutely. The plays they put on there are just above, they're just incredible.
I've never been.
No, it's a really great theater group.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas play to, it was called Dr. Frankincense, and it was at, Albert, what was that theater we went to December 20th?
The name that was on Yucca, wasn't it?
It was on Yucca Street. Right. Oh, my God. It was an awesome
Yucca and
little
Gower.
Theater. Oh, God, I never know where I am. it was a theater. Anyway, they had this Christmas play, and it was such a cool little cute theater. And I met this guy named Stan Mazin, and he said, oh, you know, we were talking about So You Think You Can Dance, because that is like my show. I love this show. And he's a dance instructor. So he was, we were talking about the different techniques and how it's so much better than, what is that other dance show with the stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, there you go. Dancing with the Stars. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we were agreeing that it's much harder to get on So You Think You Can Dance. So he happened to mention that he was going to be directing this play called The City by Clyde Fitch at the Lonnie Chapman Theater. So I hooked up with the PR person. I said, well, how about if I have a contest for 2 tickets? And there you go. So so I'm getting my free 2 tickets. Oh, no, you didn't hear. So, yeah. So in order to get my free tickets, you got to get your free tickets. So anyway, it is the Lonnie Chapman Theater Ticket Giveaway Contest. Again, announced last week. American classic play called The City, written by Clyde Fitch, adapted and directed by Stan Mazin. Opens January 22nd at 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday matinee at 3 p.m., runs January 22nd through February 28th. Lonnie Chapman Theater is at 10900 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood. You can go to their website. It's thegrouprep.com. I wonder why it's not the LonnieChapmanTheater.com. Thegrouprep.com. That's not one of the questions. Okay, so The City was written by, just to tell you a little bit about it, and I won't go into too much, but, and I'm reading this, so I might have one of my actresses read it, but no, I'll just give it a try. Okay, so The City was written by one of America's most prominent playwrights of the early 20th century, Clyde Fitch. So apparently there's a question, how could Clyde Fitch know his play would resonate 100 years later? Amazingly, this classic does, loud and clear in this updated version of the original drama, a drama that could have been ripped from today's headlines. I don't know what goes on. But apparently it's this guy, George Rand Jr. He longs for a city life. Oh, God, don't you hate when I go into trying to act? Okay, he longs for a city life, and when he gets his wish, he discovers he may lose everything if he cannot resist temptation. Well, my God, that's like who? Everybody, right? I can see that. And shortly after his death, Clyde Fitch's last play, The City, opened on Broadway to universal acclaim. Corruption, ambition, greed, scandal. How could Fitch know this play would still resonate 100 years later? I do not know. Probably because the same thing has been going on since the beginning of time, but I'm just guessing. So amazingly, this play is... it sounds fun. I'm going to go see it since I got 2 free tickets. But if you want to win the tickets, you better call in today. Now, let's see. You get to rediscover the play, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so it's a great play. Check it out. And the questions. Now, the questions are very simple. They were to be found on the website. I am going to read those questions for you just in case you didn't hear last week and you want to go on the website and check them out now and then call during the show. Okay, so the first question is, what are the 2 past celebrity graduates listed on the website of the group reps PATA, which is P-A-T-A, which is Participating Actor and Technical Associates Program? Who are the 2 past celebrity graduates listed on the website of the group reps PATA program. Oh, I'm getting ready to read the answers. Oh, shoot. I definitely want to do that. Okay, question two. Name three members of the Artistic Advisory Board. Name three members of the Artistic Advisory Board. That's question two. Last question. Who and when was Mr. Lonnie Chapman replaced as Artistic Director of the Lonnie Chapman Theater? That does not sound grammatically correct. But who the hell replaced Lonnie Chapman, okay? And what year did they do it? So that is basically, those are the three questions. And get to it. Go on the website. Again, that's the, what was that, America? What was the name of that website? The Group
Rat. Group.
You are good! Damn! See, that is what an actor does. She retained.
Memory.
She heard it one time. Sense memory, people.
I only keep it for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Though.
All right. Well,
very short term.
Okay. So thegrouprep.com. So get on it. Get on it. And the last announcement before we get to the hot chicks in the studio are a friend of mine. Oh, my God. Josh Weigel. I cannot see anything. Okay. Josh Weigel. I think you guys heard this last week, but he is a producer, director, writer, actor, and his feature film, he's playing the character of Chris Vaughn in a feature film that's coming out on January 22nd. He plays Chris Vaughn in To Save a Life. To Save a Life, coming out January 22nd. And it's a really great film. I saw the trailer. It's really fun. Girls, hot ass guys up in the house, okay? Woo! Sir Albert's here. I don't say a thing behind his back. He's right here, people. You know Albert's always here. So it looks fantastic. You know, again, not to mention there's some hunks of burning love up on the movie screen. And Josh Weigel, who is a little hottie himself, but unfortunately he's married to Rebecca Weigel, who's this beautiful hot actress. So he's off limits. But the movie is gorgeous. You know, he's got those popping, piercing blue eyes, and the guys are running around, and they got the muscles glistening. But it also has meaning and depth. There's a story. They're telling a story in their natural body birthday suits. So
I'm sold.
Yeah. So if you want to check out the trailer, go to the website, which is tosavealifemovie.com. Let me make sure I got that right.
We got a call coming
in. Oh, my God. There's a call. Somebody wants those tickets. Okay. All right. Go ahead. You are on the air with April Wade and America Young, Priscilla Leona, and Little Albert. And we are wondering, are you calling for the tickets?
Yes.
Yes. And who is this?
This is Candace Carbajal.
Candace Carbajal. And where are you calling from, Candace?
From Los Angeles.
Yay! Okay, so you obviously listened to the show last week, right? And you...
I did.
You did. Are you a regular listener?
I am a regular listener. Love the show, Priscilla.
Okay, I hope so. Well, obviously, you know my name. It feels comfortable. I detect sincerity. So I feel really good about giving you the tickets now, because I thought, well, maybe she's just a listener for the first time trying to win those tickets. But you you are a sincere listener. Okay, so we are going to go to the questions. Let's see what we got here. I wish I could see. I'm wearing the wrong, I'm nearsighted, blind as a bat. I got astigmatism, brought the wrong glasses. I can't find anything on the paper.
Oh, no.
All right, listen. Question one. Okay. Who are the two past celebrity graduates listed on the website of the Group Rep's PATA program?
All right. That would be Sean Penn and Jennifer Tilly.
That is correct.
That's incredible.
Oh, my God. Yay! All right. Question two. Name three members of the Artistic Advisory Board. Just three.
Okay. All right. That would be Florence Henderson.
Yes.
Martin Landau.
Hold on. Yes.
Yes. And Bruce Davidson. And oh my gosh, I loved him in Kingdom Hospital. He's awesome.
I don't even know who he is. I know who F. Murray Abram is, Ed Asner, but don't know him. All right. What was he in?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an X-Men, too.
Oh, he's an X-Man?
Eichmann, yes. He was the senator, yes. Senator Kelly.
Oh, Senator Kelly. Oh, well, you seem to know your shit. Well, guess what,
Candace? I do.
Guess what, Candace Carbajal? You have just won two tickets to the Lonnie Chapman Theater.
Yay.
Oh, no way, really?
Come on, girls. Let's hear it.
Very excited.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we don't have music.
Thank you.
For that. We don't have music. Next time I'm going to have some music. But you have won the tickets, so my God.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, how excited are you? I want to hear, like, radio station excitement, like crazy chicks.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Priscilla. That's awesome. I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
You are welcome. And the way that you're going to get the tickets is send me an email at info@questionreality.us, I-N-F-O,
gotcha.
And then send your name, your address, say, hey, Priscilla, I won the tickets, and give me your name and address, and the tickets will be sent to you in the mail. And,
awesome.
Let me know which dates you want to attend, what date you want to attend, okay?
Okay. And info then, at questionreality.us.
Yeah, questionreality.us, not .com. And,
not .com.
Right. And I'll make sure that we come on the same night that you do so we can meet you.
That sounds awesome. I would love that.
Pictures, and I'll put it on my website. It's a whole frou-frou thing, okay?
Oh, very cool.
Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Bye.
Congrats,
Candace. Bye, Candace.
Okay, that was Candace Carbajal from Los Angeles, and she just won the two tickets. God, I'm so glad that's over. I don't have to worry about my ticket giveaway until next. I was worried that people were going to call in because it's raining. For some reason, people don't.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's such a lazy kind of day. All right. So we were just wrapping up.
Candace.
Yeah, not Candace. She seemed lively, didn't she? It was a perky little thing. okay, so again, to wrap it off, please go see Josh Weigel in To Save a Life movie. It's To Save a Life, but the website is tosavealifemovie.com. He is one of the leads, Chris Vaughn. Fantastic actor. Great. As a matter of fact, I met him because I was cast in one of his movies called The Butterfly Circus that needed a hot, buxom, voluptuous woman. And you know I fit that. I'm hooked up on that tip. So I was going to be in it, but you know I got my torn meniscus, so I couldn't be in the film. And it has gone. I know.
Sucks.
It's gone on to win so many awards now. And The Butterfly Circus, it's really just an awesome movie. And he and his wife, Rebecca, are really talented. They're like the next Spielberg. What's her name? What's his wife's name? Who's the hot director and wife team in Hollywood? Do we have a hot, hot couple, like an A-list power couple?
Tim Burton.
Who's his
Tim
wife?
Tim Burton and...
Selena.
No.
Who is Tim Burton?
Oh, no, I love her. She's in everything. She's in Fight Club, and she's phenomenal.
I thought they were married.
They are.
The Fight Club. Awesome. Is that Helen Bonham Carter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is he married to her?
Well, they're together.
They're together.
Oh, okay.
Well, as long as they're together, you don't have to be married.
Because I remember she was complaining that he made her audition. He still makes her audition for every movie.
Really? Well, that's,
yeah.
That's
I don't think she has
really
anything to
honest.
Worry about. She's so
I really
talented.
That's really honest that you know that you actually make your... make your spouse's audition because, it has to be legit.
Right,
it has to have the look of being legit, right?
So it's not wifeatism.
Yeah, wifeatism. Instead of nepotism, wifeatism, right. Okay, we are finally getting to the girls. Now, I don't know. I'm going to start with April Waite only because I met her first. And it was just really a weird, weird way that I met her. And I'm not going to go into it, but it was very strange. Anyway, we connected. I went to her website. I'm like, wow, I am so impressed with this girl. I mean, she's beautiful. Actually, the first thing I did, I know what it was. Someone referred me to the Damsels in Distress.
Damsels and Dragons. We're kind of in distress.
Damsels and Dragons website, which I believe is a LARPing website.
Yeah, it's a web series. The website's actually LARPingKingdoms.com. The web series Damsels and Dragons is based on basically six girls in our own backyard dressed up and having a good time and playing and doing live action role play.
Right. Now, I think the country, or maybe the world, I'm going to just say the country, is split on the LARPing thing. I have been talking to, it's like people here in California are more familiar with it, but when I try to explain that to my East Coast friends, they're like, what the hell is that? Is that another one of those California bean sprout things? I said, no, it's not a food.
It's international.
Explain to people what LARPing is for people who don't know what that is.
There's a split on what actually it is within the LARPing community itself. A lot of people will say it's anything where you role play, where you dress up and you sort of in...
You step back from the table into the tabletop role playing. You step back and actually act it out in the woods or in costume.
Mm-hmm. And some people think that you know, goes into people that do Civil War reenactments. And other people think that it really is about this fantasy genre. And there's a lot of LARPing for vampires out there.
Mm.
And yes.
I love anything
which
vampiric.
I think is the sexier LARPing. Mm. But the LARPing that we explored are the wizards and the damsels and
the clerics. And the warriors.
So it's it was something that we didn't know a lot about going into, and of course there's this societal judgment on it, and oh, that's nerdy things. I thought it was so much fun. Like, after making the project, after, like, being out there in my fairy costume, I thought, I want to do this every weekend. I get it. I get why there's millions of people mm-hmm. that do this every weekend.
Yeah.
It's very prominent in the movie Role Models, mm-hmm. for people who don't know what we're talking about, and it's taking a role-playing game, whether it be Dungeons & Dragons or something through White Wolf, and you go out into the woods or you go into a park and you dress up like your character and you act out the role that's going on, that's been assigned to you, that you've created, and then in these fantasy situations.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty elaborate rules.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, what are some of the rules? Elaborate rules? Like, don't really kill someone with that sword?
Yes. Well, that's probably rule number one.
Yeah?
They call them boffers. And,
ooh, what's a boffer? Oh, that was like a guy I dated in Jersey. He was a boffer.
Right.
Is that
just
what you're talking about?
Just like
guys
that.
Who jump on you and hump?
Is uh-huh. That, that's exactly
is that really
is.
True? Yeah. I totally guessed
no.
that. Oh, yes. She's such a good actress. I believed her. I thought I was right. Well, so what's a boffer?
It's basically a sort of a Nerf styrofoam type sword, and they use it to hit each other. Certain characters can take certain amount of hits. Other characters cannot, and they have a very elaborate, basically scorekeeping system mm-hmm. for how to play the game. So it's not just going and playing and having fun. I mean, it really is a very structured game kind of environment.
Right. So you do have to have some intellect.
It's like being in the
lot.
Middle of the video
yeah,
game.
Yeah, because you got to follow the rules.
You keep track of your own XP points. You keep track of your own health. You have to keep track of all that in your head based on when you're being attacked.
Really?
So it's like being in the middle of a video game, but you have to keep track of it all yourself instead
really?
Of the game doing it.
And
you
does
can cheat.
Yeah, that yeah. is quite an area of contention.
What did
yes.
you say?
I said you could cheat.
How mm-hmm. could you cheat?
It's an honor system.
Because it's an honor system. They keep track of their own things. It's not a computer.
Mm. Yeah, so you could say you didn't hit me, or that was only 3 points, or my health is still good. You know what I mean? Like,
really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so I imagine people get into some serious fist fighting action on this game, right?
Well, not in our series, but probably in real life.
Probably when I watched something on Law and Order, no, CSI New York, where it started with this guy who needed to find a box, and it turns out the whole thing was about LARPing, and that was the first time I was introduced to it, and I thought, well, that does sound fun, because it's kind of like Halloween, but then there are some rules, but you're not getting drunk, so you'd remember them, so, right?
right?
So it sounds fun. So how is mm-hmm. Damsel's please say that for
Damsels
me.
Damsels and Dragons.
I think I've had too much cough syrup today. How is that going? Is it taking off? Or?
Yeah, we're really excited. We've had a lot of support so far from the LARPing community itself, which is exciting, because it wasn't intended to make fun of them. It was intended to embrace what they do.
Right.
We alternate LARP Alliance, LARP Tower. They've really went out and sort of told their fun, friendly people to check out our site. We were just retweeted by the Guild, because Greg, please help me pronounce his name.
Aronowitz.
Is super wonderful. He's a friend of America's and is just trying to get the word out about the show. So we're starting to get a lot of viewers. It's really fun when I get, you know, people emailing us saying, hey, we've seen it.
That's like
more,
the best email. And we've had a lot of people request a second season, and so far we've been, you know, the wheels are turning. We're getting ready.
So you left us with one season? Did you complete, or did you leave it as a cliffhanger?
Cliffhanger.
Oh, it's a cliffhanger.
You're so bad. Ooh, I hate cliffhangers. But, you know, but you had an intention to write another one.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So go and check it out. What website is it again? LARPingKingdoms.com?
Yes, LARPingKingdoms.com.
Yeah. Now, you also were recently in a movie called Junction, and that's like blowing up the town. Tell me about Wade. Talking to April Wade now, by the way, because I know it's very hard when we have two people. Some people say, who were you talking to? So we're talking to April Wade. So tell me about your movie, April Wade, Junction.
Junction was the first movie that I produced. So it's got this really wonderful place in my heart. It, I starred in it. It's a strange little movie.
No, let me interrupt there. I watched your demo reel, and that, I'm telling you, Albert, did I not call you in and I said, check this girl out. She is hot. She's a hot actress. I was really impressed with how you were able to take every character and you really transformed. And I don't know, you know, everybody has different experiences, but a lot of the actors out here, I'm from the East Coast, it's a lot different because I got started in theater, and people in theater, they know how to act, most of them, you know, right? And they have a very... they get into the characters. Out here, we're sci-fi people. We watch all the sci-fi movies, and they have a problem transitioning, don't they, Albert? Don't we get so upset?
Well, on the B ones.
Like, yeah, the B ones. Yeah, but sci-fi does have a lot of B ones. But, you know, a lot of the actors that are not A-list or well-known yet... they have a hard time making transfer. It's like you see them in one thing, there's another movie, they're doing the same character, then they're doing. And when I saw you, it was like you were kicking the shit out of that girl. I said, "Oh, I don't know if I don't know if that's Junction, but I know that's part of the demo reel that I saw you.
Yeah.
And you were kicking her ass. I said, I don't know if I'm gonna have her on the show. If I do, I better be really friendly to her because she looks like she can kick some ass. And then you made that transition into the other character, and then I saw you doing like a little comedy scene, and I saw you at the door. I don't remember what these movies are called, but you were at the door, and then you were in bed with someone, and every single character was different. It was like I was watching a different actress.
I said, is that the same girl?
That's right.
April Wade?
Yeah, we were really impressed. And at the time, you had told me via email that you did not have an agent. You weren't represented or something. Yeah. And I was like, hell no, this girl needs to be represented. And at the time, you weren't. I did not understand it. But I do understand that a lot of people who are talented, for some reason out here, they cannot get representation. So I want to talk about that later. I don't want to interrupt your Junction movie. But I was very impressed with your answer to me on that in an email. So let's talk about Junction.
Junction, it was fun. We had a premiere in L.A. at the Sunset Lemley 5. And it was just one of those dream come true kind of nights. There's so many people there out to support the film. And we ended up taking the audience award at the Dances with Films Film Festival, which was exciting. I'm really proud of where it ended up. I mean, for an independent film that was made on such a low budget and with such, really, it was all about passion, that project. We have it on, it's on Target.com, CDUniverse.com,
Is it on Amazon.com?
It's on Amazon.com. Yeah, I guess that's the obvious one.
And then TVN?
And we just sold the international rights for TVN.com, which is a video-on-demand company.
Mm.
It's also with a video-on-demand company, Diva.ag, and that's overseas.
Wow.
So there's all kinds of places.
So you're making some money. There's some cash coming in, I would hope.
Oh, well, someone is.
Somebody's making some money. So you produced that, directed it, and wrote it?
I didn't direct it.
Okay, so you produced it and wrote it.
I don't really believe in directing myself.
Yeah, that's hard. Isn't it?
I've been in a lot of these, you know, independent films that they're made because someone's friends or family believed in them and had them make it. And a lot of people sort of interject themselves in ways that, you know, that they don't see the limitation of it. And I was going to say, if I'm going to star in this, then I'm going to make sure I do that right.
Right.
And that meant not directing it. for me.
That's true. That's very hard. Some people can do it. Some people can't. Who's that famous actor? He produces it and writes it, directs it, and stars in it. Is that Tarantino? Who is that? There's so many of them that do it. And they can do it. Sure. Some do it successfully, but I'm with you on that. If you're going to be in it, don't direct it. It's kind of hard.
For me. You know, I love having another eye. I actually really love the actor-director like creative process. That's really fun for me. Mm-hmm. Having someone tell me something that I hadn't noticed in the character.
True.
Or like, for instance, in Damsels, one of our directors came up with the stool. And then it really, if you watch the show, you'll know what I mean. The stool is attached to me, to my character.
Like an actual chair.
Yeah, she stands up on that little stool. She's like so cute.
And he came up with the original idea of the stool, and I went, I have to stand on it. And we just sort of built the concept from there. And I think had I not had an outside eye, we would have lost this amazing little nugget.
Right.
So I really enjoy working with directors. Some actors think that they'd rather they work in their own little bubble and their own little world, and
they think that they know what's right for their character. Oh, but my character, it doesn't feel right. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't feel it inside. I'm like, shut up, and just listen, because I used to direct theater.
I bet.
And you know how that is.
I come from theater. I understand that world.
It's like, take your breaths over there and just, you know, practice viola spolin, and I'll get back to you in a minute. Okay, so what is this Cewebrity?
Celebrity?
Celebrity.
Yeah. it's basically a celebrity on the web.
Okay.
And
and you've been getting some blow up reviews from this. Is this right? Is that the one that
Junction?
We were?
Yeah, we got a lot of reviews from various like DVD sites and things like that. And
are they
and
still so on? Far, so if somebody wanted to read the reviews, would they go to?
Yeah, you would go to junctionmovie.com. There's a tab for reviews, and we put most of them up. We put a little blurb, and you can. I think all of them are up. Like Fangoria. Website mm-hmm. still has that archived, so you can get to all the things. I would say by and large they were really complimentary, because I think everyone knew what going into it. We're watching an independent film, we're mm-hmm. watching something that's supposed to be sort of intriguing and sort of different. And we got some pretty good reviews on this.
You got to, I'm telling you, I'm looking at this girl. I mean, she's so gorgeous. Both of them are really. And you got to see her kicking this chick's ass. Was it a girl? Oh, yeah. I think it was a girl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We opened
and
with the chick
fight. I mean, I'm looking at her. Sure. She's just so cute. She doesn't look like she could beat anybody up, but she was doing such a great job. And so
I think we all have fire inside.
Yeah. I think everybody's capable of killing somebody for sure. Now, let's talk about Women on Top Productions. Is that your company? Now tell us about that. You started it. Why?
I started it because in a lot of ways, a lot of the roles that I would read for, a lot of the roles I still read for, it's always the wife or the daughter or the girlfriend, or, you know, it's never anything dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I think women are so often not playing leads.
Right.
It's like we may have fantastic roles, but whenever the Oscars roll around, the male acting, like the best male actor, best supporting, I'm like, oh, those roles are incredible.
Yeah.
And I think females are incredibly talented. I'm not saying they're less talented than mm-hmm, men, mm-hmm. but we're not given the opportunity to really create something that's dynamic,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
it's not about being, you know, the hero. It's about being interesting.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, you know, in everything I try to do, make sure that the female characters are really dynamic.
Yes.
That they're not just there to support the story or support the male lead.
Right. Like, I think Lara Croft was a great character for women. Mm. Not, I mean, whether it was Angelina Jolie or someone else, sure. I just think that was such a powerful female figure mm-hmm. because she could compete with the James Bond, right?
Absolutely.
I just wish that we'd have more writing for that. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things in Hollywood that women are not being written for. It's always, as you said.
Well, most writers are men.
Yeah.
It's true. On the studio level. I mean, you watch who. You know, who takes home the best picture Oscar, and it's a men.
Right, it's true.
And I love men, so it's not about.
Yeah. We're not bashing you, babies.
I've been boy crazy since I was five. Like, I love men, and I love what they create. I just think that there's a lot of power to what a woman can create as well. And a lot of times when we go to create something together as women, it becomes very chicky.
Yeah.
And I don't like chick flicks.
No, not
so
chick
I want to make movies that are strong.
And that's what you do with women productions. Like, what are mm-hmm. some of the types of films that you produce?
I had that one. I followed it up with an action film, is still in post-production, called Arsenal. See,
she's already blowing shit up now.
Yeah, right? I know.
Fire
all these
is
aggressive
involved,
things.
People!
my last film, we actually had a small theatrical release, so I'm very proud of that. Mm-hmm. That was called April Showers. It was about, actually, our writer-director was a survivor of Columbine, so it was based on his experience there. But the female leads in it were all very dynamic, very interesting. They weren't just there to support his world,
right,
which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the projects that I'm working on now, one of them's called The Eulogist. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing the lead in that. So I get to go back to do all that stuff I really love.
Uh-huh. It's an amazing script. Too.
It is probably one of the best scripts I've ever read. And while there is the
so
story arc.
You didn't write that. No.
Mm-mm.
Who wrote that?
His name's Peter Hansen,
mm-hmm.
and he just finished a documentary called Tales from the Script,
mm-hmm.
Where he interviewed all of these amazing Oscar-winning writers, and boy, did he learn, because
wow.
The script is incredible. It's so solid.
Wow.
And
so when is that coming out, that movie?
Oh, right, we're just developing it. I came across it, so...
Yay! Have you already cast for it? How do you cast for your things? Do people send in headshots? Do you go to a certain website? Where do you cast from?
So far, most of the things that I've worked on have either been, you know, we find friends.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I have a casting director I love to work with. He's just talented, and he knows how to make people convinced to do the show, which is fun.
Do you want to say his name?
His name's Nick Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Just open Nick Anderson casting.
Yay, Nick. Yay.
I know. I'm sort of his small fry on his roster. He's got a lot of great credits.
So it is people see, unfortunately, there you go. You got to have a friend who's making it shake and bake.
Yeah, well, and I've gone out and held auditions before, but I'll be honest, they're painful sometimes.
They really are.
I mean, we're talking a 14-hour day, most people didn't make choices,
right.
And you're just, oof.
I know.
It makes sense why people ask their friends.
Yeah, because you're familiar with the work, plus
friends.
You know what they were going to show up on time, and they're not going to have, like, an ego, which is really big in this town. So when can we want to get to America. I got 10 minutes. I got to get America in there.
Oh, yes,
we
have to get to America.
We got to get to America. Okay, so your movie, keep us abreast on you're going to be keeping us abreast on your website.
Absolutely.
AprilWade.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you wanted to... Oh, you got a new commercial agent manager. Yay!
Yay!
Because before, you didn't have one. I was going to hook you up with mine. But now got one, you don't need one. But if you ever need one, get
I would love a theatrical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a wonderful manager. She's so kind. Her name's Gisela. She's with 3G Management.
Mm.
And she makes calls for me. And she supports me.
Oh.
And she's just nice.
So she's getting
she's
you out
nice.
On auditions.
It's wonderful.
And it's commercial auditions.
No, she'll... Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Commercial auditions.
But does she do it across the board or just commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she manages the entirety of my career.
Okay.
Minus the producing stuff.
Okay.
That's all on my shoulders.
Okay. See, I wanted to talk to you more about that, because if she's booking you commercially, why is she not booking you theatrically? So many people ask me that.
No, she is across the board, but my commercial agent is very specifically commercial. I'm with Osbrink commercially.
Oh, you have a separate person.
Oh,
for that.
I know.
Oh,
I have I have people. It's very exciting.
April's got people.
They're so wonderful.
People who need people. That's what April has. Mm-hmm. Last thing we wanted to talk about, what is this vote thing? Vote. You sent me something to vote for something.
Oh, I did. I'm with someone that we worked on the LARPing Kingdoms with. He did a spec commercial
for the
Doritos
Super Bowl.
Commercial.
Yes, I have a friend, Heather, who submitted one of those. I think my friend Holland, she cast for The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
She did one for...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, you know Holland Striplin? Yay! She and her boyfriend did a project for the Super Bowl, and then mm-hmm. my brother, Heather Tucci Flores, did one. Everybody submitted for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was cast for the Budweiser commercial in the Super Bowl. You didn't mm-hmm. see me. I don't know where I went, but I was there for almost 24 hours. I don't know what happened. But anyway, check out April Wade, AprilWade.com. Thank you so much, April
thank
Wade.
You
I
so
wanted
much.
To talk to you about that thing, but I want to talk to America, 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 America.
You're just going to have her back, I think.
I'm going to have them back.
Yeah, I'm
going to have
that.
Her. Yeah, but next time she's going to want to be paid. So I don't know. She's like, you know
how
good I am.
Oh, wait, you're not paying me for this?
Yeah, I know how good I am. I give good lip service, you're going to be paying me. I'll just give her two tickets to Lonnie Chapman Theater. Okay. So welcome, America Young.
Thank you so much.
She is just, I'm telling you, she's just so cute. You know, she, I had one of our listeners email me, and he fell in love with her. And I don't know if it's going to be a freaky, weird thing, but he sent me an email, and he's like, you know, she's so pretty, and he wanted a picture. So did you bring the picture for him? Oh, my God. Do we remember his name? It was Durwood Pons, and he was from, oh, my God, Oxford, Alabama. So Durwood, thank you, America. I got to say, in person, she is adorable. So she's got the picture right here, and she's going to autograph it and give it to me, and I'm going to send that to you. So thank you so much, Durwood, for listening. America, tell us about you. What's going on, girl? She is a stunt woman. She's an actress. Producer?
Yes.
Are you the one that's not a writer? Or you're the writer?
I'm not a writer. Our writer isn't here, but I do direct.
Okay. So tell us all about you, America. What's going on right now?
What's going on right now? Well, starting next week, actually, I will start work doing motion capture on a new video game. I've done motion capture on a number of different
video games.
Now,
for people who don't know what motion capture is, what's motion capture?
Motion capture is where they put you in those blue spandex suits with the balls all over.
Why do they have balls all over them? What is that again? I don't know.
The balls are reflective, and so they're on all your joints of your body.
Okay.
So as they reflect the light onto the balls, the cameras capture the movements, and then that goes into the computer. And so that makes the movements of video game more realistic than just animating it.
And you have the green screen behind you?
No green screen. We're just in a big open space, and there's about 150 cameras all around.
Right on that pole, the one that, wow.
Yep, on a grid.
Now, that's got to be some hard-ass shit to act that. I mean, what do you have to go on? What did they give you? They just say, I mean, do you have a script beforehand?
Yeah, you have a script ahead
beforehand. Memorize your lines, or are you just doing it for the action at that point?
It depends on the project. A lot of them, they'll have the motion, they'll have the voiceover already recorded, and then they play it, and you act it out to the voiceover. There's been a couple of games where I've done the voiceover at the same time as the acting, and that's more like being on a stage.
Mm.
But the cool thing is that there's no sets, there's no wardrobe, there's nothing, so it's all in your head.
Wow.
So they'll say things like, okay, you're in the middle of this planet, and there's an alien over there, and there's a building over there, and you're running, and Superman or Spider-Man comes in and grabs you, and... So it's really fun. It's all in your mind.
Well, it's fun if you know how to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't, you're going to be terrified.
You learn pretty fast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to look like the actors that were on that movie. What's that movie that they did a while back? And it was A-list actors, and they didn't look like... God, I can't remember. But
oh, Beowulf?
Oh,
Sky
no.
Sky Captain?
It was... Sky Captain!
Oh, that's the green screen.
Oh, God, yeah. It hit it right on the head. Exactly.
Yeah, the green screen is terrible.
I was like, oh, my God, these are A-list actors, and what are they looking at? There's nothing over there.
It's so hard because there's nothing there. Yeah. They have to pretend it's all there, and it's not.
How did you do that? I mean, how did you learn how to do that? Did you go to school? Is it instinct?
I think it's theatrical training because what I end up doing is I end up playing all the girls in the game. So you just have to change your body and walk differently and move differently and be a different character each time, and you just learn to picture it in your head. And then they'll show you the cinematics, and they'll show you the pictures of what it will look like, and so then you just kind of put that in your brain.
Okay.
So
and,
it's
really, and what's the name of this project again?
This one is Disney's new Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, it's their new Pirates of the Caribbean video game. So I'll be Penny Drake, the Irish
pirate. Wow! Yes. Oh, yay! That's exciting, huh?
Thank you.
She's getting paid lots of money, people. So America has money, too. America's a working actress. Okay, guys. So what else exciting is going? Because I know you do stunts.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a regular actress.
Yes.
What else are you doing? I know you got, like, a ton of things going on.
Yeah, it's always... Whenever people ask me that, I almost freeze up because it's like, I know, I'm busy.
Well,
what am I
know
doing?
You got a web series, isn't it, called Groupidity?
Groupidity.
Isn't that a cute name? Not Stupidity, Groupidio. What's that?
And it's about a support group that meets in a garage.
Ooh.
And so we're actually moving into our season two with it, and it's been so much fun.
And
we've been getting a lot
how would we watch that?
It's groupidity.com.
Groupidity.
Yes.
Right? Wow. Spelling bee champ up
impressive.
Until sixth grade. So you can go and watch that just like April's Damsels
and
Dragons.
The whole thing is on there. Absolutely.
Did I say it wrong? Damsels and Dragons.
Damsels and Dragons. You actually.
Oh, my God. I'm actually
kidding. Third time's the charm.
And So what else is going on with this, the romantic foibles of Esteban in Nurses Who Kill? Wait a minute, what is that?
Oh, those are two different web series.
Oh, yeah, because you worked on your show Groupidity, but also on Orlando's Joint. Oh, my God, is that about rheumatoid arthritis?
No, it's
and
not.
The romantic foibles of Esteban and Nurses Who Kill.
Yeah.
Are those all three?
Three completely different web series. There's this new thing of web series going on, and I've just been ensconced in this world. So Orlando's Joint is a hilarious animated web series. It's not about physical joints. It's about the stuff that's about to become legal in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually really well done. And so that's Orlando's Joint. And then The Romantic Foibles of Esteban is written and directed by Canyon Prince.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about another really cool name, Canyon Prince?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so that's what that is. And it's about the dangers of online dating.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that.
There's some danger in that.
Now, how are you getting booked for that? Do you have a casting an agent? Or because you work so much, it's all word of mouth, let's call America for that? I think that's the way.
Everything we've listed
it?
Has been word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everything that I've worked on. And even in the video game world, I've worked on so many different games now that the different motion capture houses are familiar with me. So it makes it a lot easier. So they'll either call me in directly to audition, or they'll just call me and say, you're working on Monday. So
isn't that great? See?
Really,
and you
nice.
Got to be good for that to happen. You got to be a good actress. So what's coming up? What's exciting that's coming up for you?
Well, the thing that I'm really excited about, which actually isn't acting, but it's similar, is I also run a film festival.
Oh.
And it's called the Feel Good Film Festival. So we only screen movies that are comedies or have happy endings.
I love that.
Thanks. Me too. And so we're accepting submissions right now.
Accepting submissions. Where can they?
If they go to the website feelgoodfilmfestival.org, and they can submit their film. We accept screenplays, features, shorts, as long as it makes you feel good. We'll be screening them.
And not feel good in that way, people. This is a G.
It's a family.
It's a family activity. Don't be submitting any illegal shit. All right. So what's how many films are you going to be accepting?
Well, last year we screened 55 total. It was 13 features and the rest were shorts and student films.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we honored Ed Asner and he was there. And our opening night was with Carlos Mencia. And Rainn Wilson was the year before that.
I love him.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it coming up. So I really
now, are you in any of the films?
Some of them, if they get submitted through the proper channels and screened by somebody else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't she adorable? I want to just squeeze her little nose. She's so cute. Now, I understand that when you are not doing all this stunt superhuman stuff, what is it that you like to do?
I like to read a lot.
Oh, but there's something else with something I have no idea what it is. I hope it's pronounced with a sigh. What's a sigh?
Oh, sigh. It's a weapon.
What is it? I see her and April with these damn weapons. I think these damsels and dragons things have. Were you into this before? Is that why you got into the damsels and dragons thing, or did you?
Yeah, well, I knew how to do the sai because of my stunt work. I've been hired to do sai. If you know the Ninja Turtles, sai is what Raphael's weapon.
Okay, don't know that, but I know it's a weapon.
They
is it
like,
Japanese weapon?
Yeah, they're like little mini pitchforks. Did you see Elektra?
Yeah.
So they're like little mini pitchforks. So.
Okay.
But real quick, I want to say that one of our biggest advocates for Damsels and Dragons has been Greg Aronowitz.
Okay.
And he is cool. He does all kinds of sci-fi. If you're a sci-fi fan, he does all these special effects and he does all these props and weapons. And you can check out his blogspot at barnyardfxblogspot.com. And he's got the coolest stuff you've ever seen on there.
All right. Well, I just got the cut sign from the main man. I think I've gone over, but it's been worth it for these little two cuties. And may I ask that you come back next time?
I would love to.
Because it's going to be
so fun.
And just, you might have to keep this every time. But thank you so much for being on the show. Come back. Thank you, Albert.
Thank you, April. Thank you, everyone.
AmericaYoung.com, AprilWade.com. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week on Question Reality.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-